Good morning and congratulations, David.
Yeah, thanks, Warren.
Travelling the horse up to Queensland, he'd had the run in the Brisbane Cup the week before. There was obviously some solid market expectations for him yesterday as we got closer to the race. What were your expectations?
Oh, look, our expectations were really high. Look, he'd been terrific here in Melbourne, Warren. He'd, you know, back, you know, Yarra Glen Cup, he just had wide barriers and he was coming with long sustained runs and he was sort of ending up very close to the money without winning. And then we got to Brisbane and we raced in the Brisbane Cup and the instructions were to be on the back of the chestnut mare that was the favourite who was drawn beside us, who I think she ended up running second. And
single gaze.
Yeah, single gaze. And, you know, for some unknown reason, we ended up being last on the fence and in a stop-start sort of affair. We had, you know, he had no hope. And he's been good this last week, and he finally drew a gate. And, you know, he's competed against some quality horses, and we thought he was a huge chance.
Sting out of the ground, obviously, a positive for him.
Big plus for him as well.
Early reports, how's he come through that victory?
Yeah, good. He'll stay up there and go to the Caloundra Cup, and then we'll look at the possibility of keeping him up there and going to the other longer race 2 weeks after Caloundra.
Is that the Queensland Cup?
Yeah, 3,200 metres.
From a local point of view, you've got Camilla Lucinda going around at Sale today off the back of a debut performance where she showed good speed. What are the expectations there in the first race at Sale? The second race at Sale?
Yeah, look, I'd expect her to probably improve a little bit. She probably threw that race away the other day, running away from those other horses on the corner and losing quite a bit of ground. So, promising sort of filly who's trialled up well and first race performance was at least satisfactory, but good improvement there. So, no, decent chance, but nice horses in this field. There's a bunch of nice, well-bred horses.
Good stakes win yesterday with Self Sense. Bit of a changing of the guard with some of your really good quality mares perhaps looking for breeding and you being part of the breeding of a number of your really good horses. What's the spring artillery looking like for David Bridoak?
The spring artillery is, of course, it's headed by Hardham, the horse that won the Alistair Clark and then went to Sydney and ran third in the Derby. Look, he's arrived back from Spelling in Queensland and he's in terribly good shape. He's you know, started to take on those good colt traits. He's big and strong and he's furnished beautifully since the autumn. So he's my big hope. And Tim's Court will go to stud this spring, so you know we won't race her anymore. I'm just hoping for something in the 2-year-old ranks to pop up turn three and become something useful in the spring.
What would be an aim high for Hardham?
Oh, I think I'd like to win a quality race at sort of, you know, somewhere from a mile to 2,000 metres, but, you know, ultimately the 2,400-metre race will suit him down to the ground. He's a very good stayer with a massive recovery rate. So I think we'll just have to head off, as they all do, to the 1,400-metre race initially and see where it takes us. But, you know, ultimately, you know, you'd like to contest the big stuff, and if he messes up, you know, he could be Cox Plate man.
Well, there's plenty of people cheering when Self Sense took the lead at the turn of the home straight yesterday. David, congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Warren.